Okay. Gonna mention that to my wife. So Babrias Olam Gamkeng Kol Ma Shenivra Be'erev Shabbos. There's a logical yesod here that anything that was created on Erev Shabbos, Gamkeng Lahachana LeKedushas HaShabbos, is there as a Hachana for Kedushas HaShabbos. V'hu Brias HaAdam, and that's why Adam was created on Erev Shabbos, even though like the Gemara points out Al Pirecht, he should have been created first. Adam, most chash of a thing you create first. He was created last. And there's a humbleness in there also that the Gemara says that sometimes you get carried away with yourself. You should remind yourself that Yitush Kadamach, the flies were created before you. But so there's another way of looking at it, and that is that the end is the Tachlis, the grand finale of the Bria. And that grand finale of the Bria was not about Friday, but it was about Shabbos, just like our Friday is about Shabbos. So Bria Sa'adam Shehu Iker Hakol Hazoicha Lo'isa Kedusha. And the Bria Sa'adam is all about he who will be Zocha to the Kedusha of Shabbos. Now, let's go slowly here. Meaning that there's something terribly wonderful to be gained by Kedushas HaShabbos, as we've been learning for 110 Shiurim. So that Kedushas HaShabbos and this Adam, which was created right before Shabbos, is got to be a match. So the Kedushas HaShabbos, let's just go over everything that we learned in a sentence, that the emesis, the whole world, the tachlis of the whole world is represented in Shabbos. This was the premise that we keep on going back to, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this Isarusa Dila'ela, and he created so much the Sheishes Yimei Hamasa, and continues to create every week, every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. There's new energies, there's Yoim Yoim, everything that's created, but it's all to come down to this place where there's Brias Adam, because you need somebody to do something with all of that Isarusa Dila'ela, Tara Mitzmach. That it didn't even rain until Adam was there to do something. What's the point? The whole world is for Adam. So if the whole world is for Adam, so Al Korchach Adam needs only to be created at the end of the Bria. It could have been created earlier, but then it would have just had to wait around. So he's created at the end of the Bria, and his purpose is to take the whole Bria and to take it into Shabbos. Taking it into Shabbos means, in our language, taking it and sanctifying it, giving it Kedusha, and then creating a world which is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Tachlis, let's go over the Yesodis Devarim here, that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world that he should have a Dira B'Tach Toidim. That's only going to happen Al Yedei Adam. And if it's only going to happen Al Yedei Adam, so it needs the Brias Adam, and then the Brias Adam goes right into his Tachlis, which is Shabbos. So Shabbos becomes the Tachlis of everything. Shabbos is not where you do the Malachas, because that would just be continuing the 6 days. That's not what it's all about. So it's a stop of the 6 days, Mavdil, between the 6 days and it, and then you're taking that and you're doing something with it, something holy. Then starts the cycle again. But the cycle again has already our Hishtachlis in it on the way up. That already has our, because now we're evaporating something that we've done, so there's a human participation in the Bria. So in that sense, it's very beautiful that Adam was created L'kuvah Shabbos Kodesh. L'kuvah Shabbos Kodesh. That's why we were created.
But I can't imagine them going into Shabbos without clothes. So it must have been.
What's with the big day Shabbos?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, they had to have it. Well, they did.
Right.
They had the big day Shabbos. When we talk about Adam, qualifies Reb Tzadok, and this is a very important but very sensitive couple of sentences here. V'hu b'riyas Adam, shu'ikar akol azoich lo'isa kedusha, v'heib, and who's representing the b'riyas Adam by yamim ha'elu? Heim umma ha'yisraelis, ha'kruyim Adam. It's only talking about Jews, which are kruyim Adam. Sensitive. Meaning there's such a profound difference between Yisrael v'umos ha'olam, where it's at kedei kach, that just like Adam was created for Shabbos, for Shabbos was created for Adam. Adam and Shabbos go together. So who are the mamshich of Adam? Only Yisrael. The words of Chazal, Atam Kriyim Adam, Beinu Masoilam Kriyim Adam. You're called Adam and the Umas Oilam in Kriyim Adam. This little lima that we're doing here was the cause of pogroms. Not Stam. But Atam Kriyim Adam. Adam ki yamus ba'oil, who has tumas meis, Adam is Yisrael. Atam kriyim Adam, ve'inumas oilum kriyim Adam. Wherever you see Adam, it means Jews. Interesting. Tosfos asked the kasha that we find other places where Adam is called Goyim, so Tosfos says that ha'adam can mean umas oilum also. So it's a bit counterintuitive, no? Ha'adam, hey idea, that's Goyim. Adam is Jews. Okay, somebody have a chat?
Adam is a shame.
Adam is a shame.
Adam is a
more
thing.
Intimate.
Is it opposite of Hamelech?
Hamelech Adam is what? Hada Adam. The.
Yeah, Hamelech is a Keshbach, usually. Hamelech is a Keshbach.
Therefore?
Fakert of this.
Okay, Fakert we know. I'm just saying, why is it the Fakert?
Adam means the human race.
Adam, why?
The humans.
And Adam, human.
It's my human. It's like
Adam
a particular.
Humans means the race. Like a caliph. A caliph means all dogs.
You think? I don't think so. I think there's Clovim and then there's Hakelov. That's my dog.
No, it could be Hakelov.
The species
of Adam. Okay.
Hakelov is a.
Tosfos and Avodah Zarah. Yeah, now we know. But what's the pshat? So it's still a bit. It would have been so much sweeter if it was the other way. No, would have to be the tyrants. This like, okay, Adam, everybody's Adam, but we're all Adam. That makes sense.
The dog is a four-legged species. The dog.
That's true.
The dog.
That's true.
The human race.
Let's just understand for a little bit on a couple of levels. By the way, it's just interesting. Adam, such an interesting name altogether. Adam. Adam, shemin ha'adam alukach, as it says in the Chumash, because it was taken from the earth. Min ha'adam alukach. Chazal say that Adam is Adam alukainai. Lashon Domeh, not Lashon Adama. It's not arguing with the Chumash, just saying that there's another thing here, another thing that's going on in background, that Adam is min Adama Lukachazois. On the other hand, Adama Lukono, we're something like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's two opposites. You know, Adam alukach hazayis is we're like trees. I mean, Adam alukach hazayis are like trees. Came out of the ground. We grew out of the ground. Adam was taken out of the ground. He was grown out of the ground. There's another part of it is Adam alukono. So there's two different doma Adam, which is doma Adam meh. I will compare him lukono. This is
Montreal. Adam is 45 and Adam is 50, so maybe it's the level of Tumma.
Okay. Yeah, fair. But so I'm just trying to understand how to reconcile two opposite pshatim in Adam. Adam in Adam alukachazais and Adam alukainai. It seems like we could say drushes, but it seems like it's coming at it from two different places. So what we need to understand is that it's also interesting. I'm afraid to go where I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. But what the heck? the Gemara's drasha of Adam is Doma Lakono is from Adameh Lakono Aleph Dalad Mem Hey, which is the Oisius of Ha Adam, which refers to goyim. So at least that would be nice if we're the ones that are daima l'koinai and not the umas ha'olam are daima l'koinai. So the whole thing's upside down, really, when you think of it. But at the beginning, ha'adam, and by the way, like as the world went on to develop, so the umas ha'olam stopped being called bnei adam, like Yechezkel was called ben adam, and they started being called bnei Noach. So once the tekufa of Noach came, so they started becoming bnei Noach. They stopped being bnei Adam. So they were bnei Adam or bnei Ha'adam sometimes, until the time of Noach. But the pshat of all this is really very simple, as we learned that Adam Arishon was born to be Misaken. What was he born to be Misaken? Adama. It was being this world to make this world into a Dirulu B'tachtoinim, and as such, he was part of the world. He had a neshama from Lamala, but he was part of the world in the sense that Min Ha'adam Lukachazos. This is one. This is a native of the earth, and a native of the earth Min Ha'adam Lukachazos is a holy thing because it implies the human participation in the ongoing Briyas Ha'olam. No, understand this. This is the human participation. This is before the Chet. Go to Bechet. The Kavona of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was that I'm going to create the Sarusa de Le'ela. It's going to come into this world. And now Adam, it's going to come to this world, to the earth. And now it's the human. It's not that there's necessarily a Malach which is being sent to along with the Sarusa de Le'ela, which is going to be Misaki. No, we're talking all Isarusa de Lasata. It's all Isarusa de Lasata. Isarusa de Lasata is as earthy as you can get. As earthy as you can get is Minho Adam, Lukachazois. So Adam al-Karchach, Adam al-Karchach has to be made from the ground. Adam al-Kono is the neshama that a person has. That's an add-on. That's a piece that's put into the Adam that is Adam al-Kono. But in terms of the Tikkun Ha'olam, so it's all about Adam and not Ha'adam. Therefore, Atam Kriyam Adam and Goyim are called Ha'adam. That there's a Tzelem Elokim to Goyim, how can anybody deny that? They look like us and they even have Bechira Chavshis. And there's a Tzelem Elokim, no question about it. So that's not the difference. The difference between Jews and Goyim is that we're B'Tzelem Elokim and you're not. That's not what it means. What the difference is that we could have been all of Adam. Everybody was B'nai Adam at one point. We'll explain it. Everybody had this chance. But Adam is a specific creation of Min Ha'adam Lukachazais, which was the Avoida, not the Bria, but the Avoida of Adam HaRishon. This is very important. So being that was the Avoida of Adam HaRishon, it makes to me perfect sense that Adam should be called Adam and Goyim should be Ha'adam, because Ha'adam is Adame.
How does the translation work?
What do you mean?
The
because who said it's Hey Ayidia? It's a hey. It's not necessarily a hey idea. Just that out every hey is a hey idea. But even if you'll say it's a hey idea, the Gemara is darshing differently. Adameh is that the hey is doing something else as it's bringing you back to Hashem. But in this sense, everybody, Jew and Gentile, is Doma Lakona. Chavivim. What's lost in there? Ha'adam? No?
It's I was just going to ask for that Mishnah.
What's lost in the Mishnah? You have it in front of you?
The Mishnah said, Chaviv Adam.
Chaviv Adam Shenivra
B'tam. The Pasek has Adam, Ha'adam in it.
Right.
So,
yeah. And the rest of the Mishnah says, what's the end of the Mishnah? Chaviv and Yisrael Shenikroim Bonim L'makom.
But if Ha'adam is only referring to Goyim, it's only for the Goyim according to those, or also referring
so
to
So the answer is it's Goyim and Jews. Right, so you have a kash on a Mishnah. I have the same kash on the Mishnah.
The Mishnah works good.
No, the Mishnah brings a stira. It's like a pasuk says Adam.
Yeah.
And the lash on the Mishnah is Adam, which means Yisrael. But here's let me just sum this up because I don't want to get myself mixed up if I get too complicated. the the tachlis, there's a tachlis of the Adam and the metzias of the Adam. There's a tachlis and the mivneh of the Adam. The mivneh of the Adam is Adam Elokeinai. This is an unbelievable thing. This is not like a tree and not like a rabbit. This is something, mamash, which is Tzelem Elokim. Adam, all of human, the whole human race is such. That's why the human race is called Ha'adam, which is Adam Elokonon. Ein Melu Felig, that everybody has this Milo. Kla Yisrael, or let's say Adam, not Ha'adam, but Adam Harishon. He's not Ha'adam Harishon, the first man. He's Adam Harishon, is his name. Adam Harishon had a new tachlis besides for his tachlis of, not his tachlis, besides for his mivneh, that he was Doma Lakono, he had a tachlis. And the tachlis was to be masakin the world, be Sarusa de Lasata. And he messed it up with the chet of the Eitz Hadas. Who's going to be masakin the chet of the Eitz Hadas? That's the question. Who's going to be masakin the chet of the Eitz Hadas? The Kodesh Baruch Hu waited 10 dairos, and another 10 dairos, and another 10 dairos. Who's going to be masakin? They thought maybe Noach would be masakin the chet of the Eitz Hadas. Noach, tzaddik, Noach, he's tzaddik, tamim, hayu, b'dairosav, he'll be masakin the chet of the Eitz Hadas. Noach was not masakin the chet of the Eitz Hadas. He didn't do it.
It's interesting that there was no earth at the
time of Noach was not masakin. He was a candidate for tikkun of the world, but he wasn't Masakin. B'haraya Kodesh Baruch Hu destroyed the earth. He wasn't Masakin. Maybe he was Masakin himself, but he wasn't Masakin the chet, the global chet of Adam HaRishon. So from the time of Noach, people started being called B'nai Noach. The sons thought for sure, okay, maybe the tikkun comes through the Yisurim. Maybe the tikkun comes from the fact that the world was destroyed and we have a fresh start. Now we have a tikkun. Now we have Mashiach. The world is pristine. Quiet, but pristine. Until Chum comes along and he does a Gilui Arayas, as we learned. That's where the term of Gilui Arayas comes from. And ruined the whole thing because that was the end of the tikkun. Nacham Alachet. And Noach's response to him, his reaction to Ham is Ham Arur Knan. Darn Ham messed it up. Who's Masakin? Avraham Avinu was Masakin. Another Asar Dairos, Minoyach Ad Avram. Another 10 generations of Kadosh Baruch Hu's wait. It's almost at the deadline of the 2,000 years. That's all we have for the world. That's the word, the tkufa of creation of shis alfei shana apayim shana toyu v'vayu. There's 2,000 years to get out of the toyu v'vayu. Why a Kodesh Baruch Hu was geyser 2,000, not 3,000, not 1,000? I do not know. But he was geyser 2,000 years, and 6,000 years is the whole world. So we can darshan our own apocalypse over here. But the 2,000 years almost there. 1948, Avraham Avinu is born. And Avraham Avinu becomes the one who begins the process of Tikkun Hachet of Adam HaRishon. So he takes on the name Adam. Not, as Rabbi Yitzchak says, the species of Ha'adam, which has to do with Adam HaLakoinai, but he took on the task, the responsibility of Adam, because he started the Tikkun of Adam. Atem Kroyim Adam. And from this moment, Atem Kriyim Adam. Veinu Masoilam Kriyim Adam, they didn't go the right way. They could have, but shame. Shame did, part of shame. Chum didn't do it, Yefes didn't do it, and most of shame didn't do it.
And before then?
Before then what?
Before it was localized to Avram.
So before it was localized to Avram is a question of who's called what. This is what Tosfos is goof about. Let me show you something in the Ramchal. Derech Hashem, Chelek Beis Perek Revi, has a section called Be'inyan Yisrael V'Umos Ha'olam, to our topic. Be'inyan Yisrael V'Umos Ha'olam, says the Ramchal, after saying a lot, he says, by the way, at the beginning, he says, Min ha'inyonim ha'amukim, shebahan hagasa yisbarach shmai hu inyan Yisrael V'Umos Ha'olam. One of the deepest things is to understand the difference between Yisrael V'Umos Ha'olam. It's not an easy task. Teva anushi, because it's natural. Nirish hayosim shavim ba'amas, seems very, very similar. Self called self. I mean, it's so dachistic, even though people think that they can tell. It's not so pashut. You know, people, it looks like a Jew. It's not so pashut. There's such a big difference between Yisrael v'Umas Ha'olam v'Nivdolim Kemidim Mischalfim Lagamri. It's like two different species, says the Ramchal. Ato Navar Binyan Zabeir Maspik. I'm going to tell you enough that you have to know, he says, Zabeir Maspik. Nufarish Mashaboy Misdamim Lazelze, Mashaboy Mischalfim Zabeza. I can explain to you, says the Ramchal, in what prat they're Doma, in what prat they're Mischalef. Doma actually, and this is, as I say, is counterintuitive. Doma is on the holiest level. That we're all Doma Lakono, that we're all God, children of God, and even look like God on some spiritual level. That's everybody. That's everybody. That's universal. There's a particular task of the that Adam Arishan had, and it went on through the Tikkunim to Avram Avinu and Yitzchak, only Yitzchak, and Yaakov, only Yaakov. It went on to be who's going to participate in the Bria of this world. So in that sense, min ha'adam alukachazais, that we're more earthly than the Goyim. Punkt verkehrt. We like to see ourselves as ethereal. We like to see ourselves as Himmelmensch. If you're a Himmelmensch, you're not, that's not what it's all about. That's not a Yiddish Geschäft. to be a Himmelmensch. Now, I spoke yesterday, I just want to say this for a moment. I spoke yesterday of Vayigash Elov Yehuda, the meeting between Yehuda and Yosef. Shom Malachim Noyadu, it says in Memches and Tehillim. This was the meeting, David Amel said, this is the meeting of kings. There was a king, Yehuda, from whom came David HaMelech. And there is a king Yosef. Shehu Moishel b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. Ki l'Hashem ha'melucha u'moishel b'agoyim. The David HaMelech was the melech for Hashem. And Yosef was the Moishel b'chol ha'goyim. Go back to my father, tell him, she'ani Moishel b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. I'm the Moishel. Ki l'Hashem ha'melucha u'moishel b'agoyim. Melucha, everybody knows, the Gra, Murgulu b'pum adam, everybody knows, Ki l'Hashem ha'melucha ein melech b'layam. Melucha is Beratzin, and Moshe is Balkorcha. Famous Gra, Melucha is Beratzin. So who is really meeting here, says the Medrash, Vayigash Elav Yehuda? Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef. And Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef, two different tachlesim, which can work beautifully together, or they can be at odds with each other. And there will come a time when there's a switch between Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef, that there will be a tension between Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef. I believe it's a tension that we see today. It's a tension there. But it works like this. Let me just explain it. That Yosef is Midas HaYisod. What does it mean? What does it mean? Yesod. Yesod is where the sphere is chesed, gvura, tiferes, netzach, hod. Yesod. You know how they all come? Yesod starts to go into the earth. Okay, so it's going into the earth. What's malchus? Malchus is when the earth is giving back. Permeates, and the earth is giving back. Es tzemach David avdecho meheres etzmiach. It's like the germ of tchias ha-mason. Like the Ritva says by Tchias HaMeisim, that the Adam goes into the earth like a seed and then sprouts out a Tchias HaMeisim. Matzmiach Yeshua. Yeshua grows out of the ground. Yesod is good, Malchus is better. Yesod means that it's getting to the earth, it's of the earth, it's hovering on the earth, it's making a landing, it's on the earth, but it's not in the earth. Malchus, it's ha'adam, but it's not adam. It's not adama min adama lokachazais. It's not mamish the earth. So this becomes the tachlis Yisrael. So it's very interesting that Yosef, you know, here's a meeting between Yehuda and Yosef. Yigash Elav Yehuda. Where Yehuda was a shepherd coming to a king. David was a shepherd coming to a king Shaul. A falach, they say in this country in Arabic, but peasant. Compared to Yosef, Shehu HaMoshe B'chol Eretz Mitzrayim. There was Mitzrayim, it's like going to Washington, it was Chashuv Mitzrayim. It wasn't just like another, kind of like Middle Eastern Arab old place. It was metropolitan. This was serious stuff. It was Times Square. Yehuda's coming in, a peasant, from the outside. He's coming in to Yosef. Who was the one that was more universal? Yosef was a universalist. Yaakov was busy telling Yehuda, go, get out of Mitzrayim, go to Goshen, set up a yeshiva there, Beis Medrash for the guys, for your brothers. Yeah, that's how Klal Yisrael is going to grow. Roi Tzon. They're going to go to Ramses, they're going to go to Goshen, they're going to be on the side, Al Atzad. So the universalist, this is Hafla Vefela. The universalist was Yosef, and the Tachlis of Yosef, and the Tachlis of Mashiach ben Yosef. And Mashiach ben David is dealing with Klal Yisrael. So shouldn't the Mashiach ben David, the ultimate Mashiach, the one who permeates the earth, the one who is Semach David Avdecha, the one who everything's growing out of this earth, shouldn't he be the universalist? Think about this for a second. Who should be the universalist? Who should be the one who's doing the outreach to the Goyim? The answer is Yosef, because by the time you get to Yehuda, there is no Goyim. It's very simple. Not that they're going to be nuked. Not that they're going to... But where's the Greeks? Where are the Babylonians? Where are the Romans? There's two things that happen. And this is what Reb Tzadok is teaching us here. One thing that can happen is they become accessory to the. It's not even. It sounds so bigoted to say to Klal Yisrael. It's not about Klal Yisrael. To the tachlis of the world, or they're Megayer and they become part of the tachlis of the world. But they have to become part of Malchus. Once Mashiach ben David comes, it has to be part of Malchus. It must be part of Malchus. There is nothing else of Malchus. Yosef, you can reach out to be the Moshe B'chol Eretz Mitzrayim. Yehuda is a Goshen. It's a different idea. And I think hafuch from what everybody likes to think. Like to think that finally we're going to become... It's true. It's true that we will be the light onto the nations. It's true that we will be universalists, but in a different type of a way that we mean it now. A universalist in the sense that as the Nevi'im say, that everyone's going to be makir, Shashem hu alekim, u'mamlachtei b'chol asher mashallah, that all of this moshel business is all really malchus. It all comes down to malchus, and there'll be... either, as Reb Tzadok tells us, either Geirim or Geirim Gurim, which we could discuss. What's the difference between Geirim and Geirim Gurim? Or somehow accessory to this project of Malchus Hashem and making the world, or to put it, making the world the Dira B'tach Toinim, or to put it very, very succinctly and simply, who's going to ultimately be misaking the Chet of Adam HaRishon? It's all about the tikkun achet, the getting things to... So the Ramchal explains this as follows. He says, look, if Adam HaRishon would not have done achet, so there wouldn't have been Misa in the world. If Adam HaRishon would not have done achet, there wouldn't have been Milchama in the world. And if Adam HaRishon wouldn't have done achet, there wouldn't have been Yetzirah in the world. So what do you have when you have a world without Misa, and without Milchama, like Yisa Goy El Goy Cherev? And without Yetzirah, what does it mean? You have a world of Gula. You have a world of Mashiach. That's what it was. Meaning that Gan Eden was the world of Mashiach. So the whole 6,000 years is all to bring us to Mashiach, not to the end, to the beginning. No, it's Sofa, but Tchilas, it's all Gan Eden. It's all the original Tachlis. It just took us all these years to be Mesakin and to fix, to the point that we're forgetting what we're fixing already, and we're... So what does it mean to be a universalist? A universalist means that we're going back to Adam. And then everybody has to be called Adam.
We call Mordechai also a universalist, and he was also from Yosef, he's from Benjamin. He was also involved.
Mordechai is very interesting. He was from Yosef. Yeah. Mordechai was from Yosef.
When we return as Balei Tshuva, though, right, after the Tikkun, there's a difference then, because we've been through it.
Emes, better, even better, even better. Reb Tzadok taught us that the Makom Shebalei Tshuva remains Tzadikim Gurim Michael La'amod Sham. So actually even better than had this whole problem of the Eitz Hadas never happened. Very nice. Very good. Good horror. Let me just show you this, Reb Chal, before I close it. Tells us V'haya hazman hazeh, hugmal hazman lehishtadlus hasharshi hazeh. Kodesh Baruch Hu made a gvul to the amount of time we're going to have to develop the roots of the world. In other words, who's going to be misaking the chet. Haruya lemishu adam matzav atov lo adam matzavam kulkol. And he goes and he says, the time started from Adam Arishan. Here's the bookends until the time of the Palaga. When was the Palaga? 1996. Right? Breathtaking. 1996. That's why everybody was so busy with trying to bring the Guli, even the people that were making the tower there. Migdal. Hine koloi sazman lechadlu tzadikim dar shem amas l'rabim. There were constant tries. Gagoin chanoich, mesushalach, shame, aver, mazhir moisam, shiyisaknu es atzmam. Noach hanoi. It doesn't mention Noach. Noach, because I guess he wasn't trying to convince anybody. Mekivin shenismalo sa'asim shalabriyas dayinu bezman hapaloga shafat b'midas mishpat yisparach shmoi ha'yisroishi yigomer zman ha'yishtadlu sa'sharshi. It's all over. Whoever now is the one that's being chosen has taken upon himself to be misak in the chet of Adam Rishon. He's going to be the wrong. Says the Navi, umatzasa es levava neman lefanecha. That Avram Avinu was the one who was neman lefanecha. So he was neman and he's the one who's going to carry out. But the main thing is, I want to tell you what he says at the end. Amna manfei. Chesed gadol asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu im kol ha'umais. Even though the 2,000 years were up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a chesed with the umais. Shetola dina ma'oid adzman matan Torah. He gave them another chance at matan Torah. We're already
past the 2,000
mark. 3,300. Behechzer es ha'Torah al kulam shi kablua. And he said, anybody who wants to get the Torah can get it. How fair can you get? And if they would have been makabel the Torah at that time, adayin haya efshar lahem sheyisalu mimadrega hashfala, they could have also joined Avram Avinu in the tikkun. V'kivin shaloi ratzu az nigmar dinam legamri. But since they said no, we don't want the Torah. Nigmar dinam legamri v'nistam hashar bifneihem situm she'ein loy pesicha. At that point, it was closed in a way that it can't be opened any longer, locked. The only thing left is for individuals now. Individuals can be misgayer ba'atzmai. Anybody can go ahead and become a ger, but not an umma shalema. We're no longer at a period when all Greeks decide that they want to be Jewish. That's not going to happen. But individuals. Shiyisgayer ba'atzmai v'yikanes b'b'chirase tachas ilanoi shel Avram Avinu. Anybody can join and become Ben Avram Avinu.
The Kusim was a mass individual Gairis?
But it wasn't. It was Gairi Arayis. It was a tribe. So it means to say, Ramchal says this in a number of places, and he says it here also, that at the end, the only ones that are going to get to the Zman HaMashiach is the only ones that are going to get to the Zman HaMashiach is going to be Klal Yisrael, or the Bnei Avraham, which went to Yitzchak, which went to Yaakov, v'hanispachim achrayim. Now, many people are trying to get this from us. But it's not about being just like, you know, we're lucky we were chosen, or unlucky that we were chosen, however you want to look at it. Not just that we're a chosen people. That's not the point. The point is that who's going to be misaken the chet of Adam Arishan? That's the point of the whole thing. And the ultimate tikkun of Adam Arishan is going to be with Mashiach in the Zman HaGeula, in the Zman where we're going back, except better, to the time of Koidim HaChet, and that's going to be with Klal Yisrael, v'kol ha'nispachim elov. Everyone who's nispachim is lashon svichim. They're like attaching themselves to us.
Grafting.
From this point on, the Hashgacha Pratis, the Ramchal, changed between Yisrael v'umais ha'olam. Divide up into Shivim, umais. Anyway, so Reb Tzadok says as follows. We'll go back to it. Let's just learn a couple of lines here. Ubriyas ha'olam gam ken kol ma shenivra be'erev Shabbos u gam ken la'achana l'kedushas ha'Shabbos. Now we know Kedushas ha'Shabbos means two things. Kedushas ha'Shabbos means Shabbos, the seventh day of the week, because Kedushas ha'Shabbos is when we're doing this Jewish thing of participating in the Bria and taking everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created and making it into a malchus for Hashem. So this is what Yehuda was saying to Yosef. It's all Malchus Hashem. It's all about Shabbos. It's all about Shabbos. V'heim Uma Yisraelis HaKruyim Adam. And this is the Uma Yisraelis which is called Adam. Ubehemois v'chayois v'akum b'nei Adam adoimim. Sh'gam heim nivru l'tzarech hatachlus lo'olam haba gam ken shi'em em gerim gerurim. Everything else in the world, like, we love you very much, and your mamash doima l'koinoi, but you're not participating in this particular job. In this sense, you're accessory. In this sense, they become like trees. They become so they become like everything that we need in the world, the support system that we need in the world. Now, well, it's an interesting way of looking at the world, right? I mean, considering many people in this world never even saw a Jew, like, well, you know, it's pretty interesting that we consider ourselves the center of it all. I tell you the story. Somebody came to publish a book on the Shiva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, Chabadnik, the Shiva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So it's a beautiful book. A beautiful book, it's like a 400-page book with footnotes and references. It's just a beautiful book on Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, but it was edited and it was already typeset, and it was. So I asked him, like, I'm a bit of a publisher. I said, what would you like me to do? Like, it's already done already. So he looks at me and says, well, do you know any goyim? like in this guy's world, there were no, like, we're everything. We're it. You know, do you know any goyim? That's right. That's something. Open the lights. But the pshat is that, you know, loybi rubcha mikolo amim, it's not the pshat that we're big in quantity, and it's not because we're powerful, it's not because we're rich, it's because that who's taking on to do this one job of the tikkun of Adam Arishan, which is very, very simply, and it's a beautiful thing for the world anyway, it's very, very simple to get the world back to the reason it was created. And the reason it was created was to be a malchus for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Yehuda said to Yosef, you're the Moshe b'chol Eretz Mitzrayim, but you're just riding on the ground. I'm mamish in there. I'm the shepherd. I'm mamish in there. I'm mamish like the avos, like Rabbi Akiva. You know, I'm right in there. I'm right down and dirty, earthy, into the world.
So it's ha'adam on the goyim al shem ha'asim.
Ha'adam al shem der mitzias, like malachim.
Okay,
what are malachim? Are malachim holy? Yeah. What are malachim? Malachim are like mamash angelic. If we would see angels, we would see holy things. Like, you know, it would be a holy thing. But you're not Adam. That's all. You're just not Adam.
Necessary support.
Right, but it's Adam alakona. It's beautiful. I mean, nobody. There's nothing in. Not only that. Sorry, the even the chachma. We learned about it. The chachma chitzanius. That's part of the support system. It's not something to be abhorred. We can't do it without that chachma. You cannot do it without the shevikane amenoira. That's what we learned in the Netziv. You can't possibly do the job of being meroimim the world to be the dira l'kodesh baruch hu b'tachtonim without the support system. Means not only that we're going to have, you know, people around us, you know, making coffee. It means to say that we need somebody to invent algebra. And we need somebody to figure out how to make a parliamentary system. And we need somebody who knows how to play music to make the Levium do a nicer job. Do you know that the according to the Svarim HaKadoshim, I know that the Litvak argue with this profusely, but according to the Svarim HaKadoshim, like it's like almost like the biggest mitzvah you can do to take a non-Jewish song and to make it Jewish. It's like, okay, so like, you know, we can imagine it maybe with, you know, with Beethoven, but you know, what are you going to do with you know, with what are you going to do with Elton John? I mean, what are you going to do with? I mean, it gets so low. But you know what the pshat is? The French national anthem. They did this already. But you know, but I'm talking about Michael Jackson. I mean, like, what are you going to be Mekadosh over here? But the pshat is the lower the better. the lower the better when it comes to being Mekadosh. There's another side to this. I'm not, you know, getting into the yeshivish idea.
Asia Cole's putting out rap videos.
Yeah.
Whatever it's
going to
take to, you know, to catch
her. No, but it's not. No, but I don't think that's the bar. It's not like, you know, it's not like we're just trying to get people's attention. The pshat is that there's an idea of being Mekadesh. There's an idea of being Mekadesh. Look, some of our biggest nigunim are, you know, are Adon Olam. The classic example, you know, come from who knows where.
The Hasidim
were. We're like looking for the tzaitzis in Napoleon's nigunim to Napoleon's army nigunim to find bimala tzaitzis make kedusha. I don't. I'm thinking of music. I'm talking about that it's all about the umas oilam in terms of the support system and the chitzonius, and we can never think that we can do that ourselves. The Kadosh Baruch Hu made the whole world for this. Everything, just like we need food, we need everything. I mean, you know. But it's just the shochah gadol mishalhem, like I said on Hanukkah, is atamad lekas haneiros. Think about it. If the Nesiv says there's shiva kanei hamenoira, each one is a different one of the seven chachmas of the world. So what's Aaron doing over here? Atamad lekas haneiros. You're giving them all meaning. What good is there to have a ner if nobody's lighting it? So the hadlokas haneiros, the hadlokas haneiros, you know, to be madlik, that's the hemshech of the tshuva of Adam Arishan. That's Avram and Yitzhak and Yaakov and Klal Yisrael, and that's Asid Lavai. So anybody could have gotten into this. It's not anybody could have gotten into this. There was a chance for 2,000 years, a chance of Mount Torah. There's not going to be a chance when Mashiach comes. It's because when Mashiach comes, ein mekablen gerin. You might have been the Moshe Mashiach. There's no more gerin. That's it. Because then already, it's not that you want to become part of the tachlis. You just want to join the. You want to go business class. Okay, that's a different story. You got to no pain, no gain.
Adrabba, they're at that point. They're serving in their role. They must own them. There's no need for them to be. Join the plan by becoming the...
Doesn't mean as individuals, once they realize that they would have accepted the Torah, take us back. And that's the whole Gemara Navar Dazar. Take us back to that situation of offering us the Torah and offer it properly again. No, the Hu Yashmi'enu Shenius, after all. So the answer is no, it doesn't work that way. And there the Gemara calls them Gerim Grurim Yeh. So Gerim Grurim means that there's going to be a kas of hundreds of thousands of goyim. They're going to start putting on tefillin al-Roshim. Utfilim alzrayim, and they're going to do bris mila, and gerim grurim. That's what Rashi says, and they're going to say, gam anachnu. We're also from the chosen nation, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, you know, what you remind me of the Eir of Rav,
right? Exactly.
You remind me of the Eir of Rav because the Eir of Rav also, when the times are going good, when there's a geula, when there's a yitzia, they're joining. But the point is the joining is not there anymore. It is now, but it's not there anymore. Not even as individuals. So now we're in the place of individual care. But what's more negel didan? Negel didan is to understand that Shabbos akum sheshavas chayiv misa. That the Shabbos, the tachlis of Shabbos, is to take the gashmis and turn it into ruchnias. This is only the Umma Yisraeli. She'atem nikraim adam, ve'inu mas'olam kruim adam. Okay. Namshich.